for a little bit from Tanad V'Elio from Perek Beis, where he has a whole drasha on the mizmor which we say every Friday night. Mizmor le David, Havu l'Hashem b'nei Elim, Havu l'Hashem b'nei Elim, Havu l'Hashem kavod va'oiz. A ganza drasha he has here, and this is really the beginning of Friday night davening al pi Ari. What we say the Chodin Ranana is really comes from the Ramak actually, but from the Ari. Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos begins with this Mizmor. Mizmor L'David, Havu L'Hashem B'nei Elim. The Aliyas Ha'ilamas. And there's a whole drasha here. And it really signifies, we spoke about a little bit this morning, the beginning of the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. The movement from Shishi into Shvi'i. And that's why it's a Torah that Eliyahu Navi darshens himself, because he is that bridge, which is Makasher, the Aleph HaShishi and the Aleph HaShvi'i. It takes us from Friday into Shabbos Kodesh. Which is why, Motzei Shabbos, we talk about Eliyahu Hanavi. We're yearning for Geula. It's very hard for us to leave Shabbos Kodesh. And it's the spirit of Eliyahu Hanavi, which is that feeling with Eliyahu that he has Kisufin in the Gagulim for Shabbos again. And so he says as follows. We're just taking one part of it out. So he quotes Hashem. Kach amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says to Klai Yisrael, Im atem boim lin madrachai. If you want to know how to serve me, what are my ways? Bo'u v'limdu mi'atshi dor hamidbar. Come learn from the door of the midbar in the desert of Moshe Rabbeinu. She'af al pishal su'es ha'tara kol yameihem, even though they kept the Torah and they learned it all their days. Kevan she'amar lefanei davar shalek ha'hagin. Since they opened their mouths and they said something before me, which is inappropriate, hifgati b'hem miyad. Didn't end up good for them. L'kach nemar, that's why it says, Kol Hashem choysev l'havai seish, Kol Hashem yachil midbar, yachil Hashem midbar kadesh. So he darshens the pasuk this way, that when David is referring to the yachil midbar, the fear in the midbar kadesh, Kol Hashem choysev l'havai seish, the fire that Hashem brought upon the door of midbar, he's referring to this mamer. And then he continues. Chazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rounds of Yisrael, v'yom al-ha. But Hashem wanted to appease B'nai Yisrael. It shouldn't be so harsh. And he said, Bana, my children, Nishba ani b'kisei ha-kabot shali, I swear by my throne, Shafilu tinak b'veis rabbi oisek b'atara l'shmi, that even a young child that he learns in his Rebbe's home, Torah, for my sake, Scharai munach l'fanai, his schar is put away for him, Uvelvan sheyehe shomer min haveira. What Hashem is asking is that we learn Torah, Lishma, for His sake, and to stay away from Averis. Even if a Yid, he doesn't know Gemara, Mishnayis, doesn't know Halachas world, doesn't know Kabbalah and Chassidus, even if he only knows Derech Eretz, and Pshat and Chumash, Schar Munach Lefanai. As long as he learns Torah Lishma, that's the main thing. And he stays away from Aver. Even if he doesn't even know that. Even if he comes to Shul by morning and by night and he says Kriya Shema for the name in the name of my great name, I have a way for him something. As long as he stays away from Aver. And then he says the following thing, which, by the way, is a tremendous chizuk for us, because it's not a matter of what we learn, it's a matter of how we learn. And although a person needs to have a lot of she'ifas to grow and to go from madriga to madriga and to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and wider and deeper, but the nekuda, which is the main nekuda when it comes to Liman HaTorah and Avodas Hashem Bechlal, as is taught by Eliyahu Navi, is the inyan of Lishma, that a Jew should try to make it his ikar inyan to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His sake, and it should be with a purity of intention. And then he says something which is nogeya to, which I believe what we're living through a little bit now. What is Klai Yisrael compared to in this world before their Father in Heaven? Layalazu, to this female deer, Shema Aberes Bitzav, Yoledes Bitzar, she becomes pregnant bitzar and she gives birth bitzar. Tchilas akashos, it's very difficult. But however, nachas ruach basayif, but in the end, she's very happy. Shenemar, Kol Hashem Yecholil Ayolos. This is the end of the Mizmar. That the voice of Hashem, it frightens the Ayolos, the deers. Vayechesof Yarois, and clears the Yaros, the forests. Uvehecholai Kula Imre Kavod. And then in his Heichal, all will say that Hashem has Kavod. So this is how Eliyahu Navi dashes the pasuk. At that time, before Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, before the Gula comes, the whole world will be in a state of fear. And they're going to say, "Shema b'mabul oilam abedis oilam." Looks like this is the end of the world. Shenemar Hashem l'mabul yashav, continuing dashing the mizmor. Hey, shivu recha kodesh esan. But then, the recha kodesh, the Shechin is going to tell us, "V'yomer." He's not coming to destroy you. All this which you see is Hashem is setting up. He's setting up a tish for you to celebrate. And Hashem will say to us, "Lo yibasi el limnacha kol ha'olam. I was only coming to rule over the world. That's it. Just to rule over the world." Shenemar, as it says, "Vayeshiv Hashem melech la'olam." Well, mipnei ma ani melech? Why am I going to rule over the world? Mipnei she'atem, because of you. Because you decorate yourself, you adorn yourself with good deeds and with Talmud Torah. Shenemar Hashem Oiz Amayitim Hashem Baruch Hasam Barashal. There's a lot of things which are very unpredictable right now. Even in this, we're not talking about a long time from now. We're talking about the weeks ahead. Weeks ahead. What's going to be? And we don't need to predict or to say what's going to happen. What will happen will happen. But what we need to know is the following klal, is that even if things become more intense and it looks like it's becoming scary and we're going to be afraid and that's going to be our reaction, like we just said, Al Tirav Di Yaakov. Al Tirav Di Yaakov. Like the Ishbitzer had taught us, we say, Hinei Kel Yeshua Asi Yavtach V'lo Yavchar. You only tell a person not to be afraid if he thinks that he has a reason to be afraid. We have to know that, although on the outside it may seem like, it would be, Shemba b'mabal o'ilam, abedis o'ilam. I mean, that the world that we know it is coming to an end. But not in a good way, chas v'shalom, Hashem says no. You only see on the outside. But behind the scenes, I'm setting up a tish. And Hashem has a way of using the nachash, He has a way of using the sitra achra, to steer the world into exactly where it needs to go. Like we find by Purim. Hashem had a certain direction. It was time to end the 70 years of Golos and Madai. And Hashem set Haman to do that. Meaning he allowed Haman to pave the way. He says, here's the runway, go. And he went, and he set up the whole tish. The whole tish was set for Mordechai, the whole Yeshua. It was all prepared by Haman himself. In every generation, there are Hamans who wish to destroy Bnei Yisrael. And this is not something which will go away until Hashem takes it away. Mechamal Hashem b'malek midor dor. Doesn't get better. The situation gets more intense and more intense and more intense. But we have haftachas that Hashem's going to take care of it. This is His war. Emche zecher malek. I'm going to wipe away malek. Our role in all of this is like it says by the Yamsuf. Also the Yamsuf, Hashem set up a tish. Okay? It says it looked like the Mitzrim were coming against the Yidden. The Yidden were in a place, there was nowhere to turn, to the right, to the left, back, forward. There was nowhere to go. And they were going to push Bnei Yisrael into the sea, but what happened? The Mitzrim came in, the Yidden went out, the sea crossed the sea, and then the tish was set. The Mitzrim drove themselves into the ocean. And we have to be mechazek ourselves and to know that's what we're seeing. That even if it looks like in the sugyas in the world that it looks very bleak, he has to mechazek himself and to realize, Eliyahu Navi is the person who's mevashah the gula, he's telling us inside information. Much better than the Pentagon or anything else. This is real inside information. Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, don't worry. We mechazik ourselves in that inyan, and the schos of working in this inyan, to not be afraid of anything other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, like the Baal Shem Tov said, that my whole life I went with the final teaching. My father told me two things before he died. And he was a Yosef at a very young age. He said, to love every Jew no matter who he is and not to be afraid of anyone or anything except Hashem. That's what we need to take right now. It's mechazik ourselves in our emunah and our bitachon in Hashem. He's the Yeshuasi Eftach V'Lechon, and that will be Zeichah. the Karv Mamesh, to Gulishlema, Beracham, and Rabim. Yes, Goyal Tzedek, Mevim, and Omen.
Amen.